Civic duty, civic duty. How's it going, Josh? How's it going? Hope you're doing well. We're listening to Propagandhi again. Let's talk more rock. We're starting where we left off. Rio de San Blanca, Manitoba. Let's talk more. is this weird? So Lisa's parents really like camping. I'm not, sorry, I need to change my tone. I've been a little weird about this, but like, it kind of makes sense in some ways. This song is called I Was a Preteen McCarthyist. The eighth song off of Less Talk, More Rock by Propaganda. So, they really like camping, and they have a camper and stuff. I've maybe talked about this on the podcast before. I don't know. So they really like camping. They go to the Gordie Howe campsite here and there. Like they got like a week at the Gordie Howe campsite, and they're just camping out at the Gordie Howe campsite in Saskatoon. And they live in Saskatoon, so it's like usually you camp when you're like going far and shit, but like they like camping, so they just, but it seems like, I don't know, I'm not trying to be a dick, but it seems weird to me, like teach their own. It just seems weird, like, yeah, it's in the city, but then like the pluses of it are like, yeah, they're just like, it's a nice campsite, they like camping, and they don't have to drive 3 hours to go do it. And if they need anything, they just go do it. They just go get it. They go home and get it, or, you know, Lisa's dad goes golfing every day like normal. And like, right now, Lisa and Benson and Jocelyn are staying at the campsite with them this week. Lisa took the week off work and it's just kind of vacation. And I've been sleeping at home because I gotta work at 6 a.m. I love this song so much. This song is called Resisting Tyrannical Government. And it cuts off on the display again. But this, oh man. The closing line, I'm sure I've read it on this podcast before. The closing line of this song is one of my favorites in any song. I love it so much. Anyway, so I've been staying at home because I gotta work, and I gotta work at 6, so they don't want me, you know, I could wake everyone up when I leave the camper to go to work. So I've been able, it's been sweet. I get to stay at home, and Charlie's being looked after by my parents, and, you know, the responsibilities aren't as high when the kids are sleeping in the campsite, not sleeping at home. But another thing, like, so Benson wanted to, they kind of had a rough night and day yesterday. So they went home last night. They stayed at home. And that's like another thing that you don't get when you're camping. You don't have the option to just like pick up and be like, well, I guess you could do that, but you'd have to stay in a hotel, which is going to cost a ton of money. You know, you could just be like, okay, you know, like on FUBAR, like how about tonight I'll treat you guys to a hotel. It's like, tonight I'm a little camped out. I want to...
Why don't we plant a mechanic
bar? I'm supposed to sing a lot of these songs. Okay, I'm going to pause it. I got to listen. Yeah, okay. I mean, you know what? I'm just going to play the song over again. I am going to pause it so that I can hear my favorite line. The line I love from this song. But yeah, when you're all camped out, you know, they're kind of all camped out. They just needed to go home. Benson slept over at their house. Lisa and Jocelyn slept at home. And, you know, they have that option because they're in the city camping. So, like, it to me, it's weird. Tell me if you think it's weird. Doesn't mean it's bad. I mean, lots of weird things are, you know, like, vinegar and oil. Dipping bread in vinegar and oil is weird. But it's good. It's fucking delicious. So is it weird? You know, this is like a thing they like to do. And it's practical and it works for them. So is it weird? Whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. They like it. So, yeah. But anyways, yeah. I wanted to see what you think. It's weird. I tell people about what's going on this week, and I feel weird telling people, like, I'm, I feel feel like I'm like beating around the bush as I'm like explaining what they're doing, because like I just remember when Lisa explained it to me, and I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. And I explained it to my mom, and she was like, oh, that's kind of weird. So like, maybe just my mom and I are just the shitty people here, and everyone else is like, cool, right on, yeah, I'd like to do that sometime. Like, I don't know. It's similar to like staying in a hotel in your city, in your home city, which to me is weird, but like, I don't know. You do it on your wedding night, and it's fucking sweet. And Lisa and I are gonna do it for our 5th anniversary, and it's gonna be fucking sweet. So, you know, it's just a nice little getaway. So, is it weird? Maybe. But that doesn't make it bad. So, but yeah, just interested to hear your opinion. Okay. Resisting tyrannical government. Propaganda. My favorite lines of the song. I'm gonna break it down like I'm sure that I've done before on the podcast after the song's over. So here it is. So I've definitely done this before on the show, but I'm going to do it again. Why don't we plant a mechanic virus to erase, of this capitalist dynasty? And yes, I recognize the irony. The system I oppose affords me the luxury of biting the hand that feeds. That's exactly why privileged fucks like me should feel obliged to whine and kick and scream, yeah, till everyone has everything they need. It's great. I just love it. It's self-aware. It's a takedown of the way, the shitty way that things are, but from a self-aware standpoint of like, yeah, I know that because I'm privileged, because the system benefits me, I am able to oppose it, but that's exactly this, that's what should happen. Tell everyone has everything they need. I love it. This song is called Gifts, but we're going to listen to Resisting Tyrannical Government again. So here it is.
Mechanic virus and erase the memory of machines that maintain this capitalist dynasty. And get
Samson, I think, is the dude's name from the Weaker Thans that was in Propagandhi. So this is John Samson in the song Gifts by Propagandhi. Pitched his perfect game for the Montreal Expos. What a moment. What a moment. This song's called The Only Good Fascist is a Very Dead Fascist, and it's a fucking jam. But we're not going to listen to it right now because I got to go. I got to go eat supper with my family. Swan Pizza. Fuck yeah. Okay, so thanks for listening, Josh. And I hope you're doing well. See you later.